Blog Talk Radio.
Events happened in Santa Fe. The governor, they tried to drag her out of the office today. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyhow, Russell, how you doing, brother? How you doing, Virgil?
I am doing just fine, my brother. Been hanging in here, out here running in amongst all this. I tell you, man, I've seen some crazy shit in my life, and some of it I don't mind sharing. Some of it I couldn't share if I wanted to. But I tell you what I have never seen in my lifetime is fucking oil at a negative number. I didn't even think that was possible.
Well, it popped back up to $37. So just a while ago from what I saw. But I tell you what, that was scary, man. You know,
well, something went on there. Somebody dumped something, man. Somebody made a big play, and the only people around who can make that kind of a market move to cause that kind of collapse or change is not very many of them that have the money to do that. You have Rothschild, the Rockefeller.
Thank you. Said that earlier.
And let's not forget Bill Gates.
Yep. But I didn't mention the Rothschilds, and everybody's like, you're a fool. I go, okay, if you think so. You know.
Well, think about it.
You know.
Just throw some absolutely logic on it. No sense of right. Let's take the names off of it, because we don't know exactly who it was. But the only way that you can affect a price on the stock exchange like that is to have buku stock in it and go to dump it when it's going to do the most. And this happened when it would do the most damage to the American economy. So that shortens up the list of suspects pretty short, I would think.
And you know what's funny about this? I think it was either you or Virgil that said the same thing several months back. The only way to really totally destroy the United States and the economy is the oil industry. I don't know which one of you it was, but I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you got to think, man.
Yep.
The world accepts the petrodollar is the U.S. dollar. So if you can crash the U.S. dollar, who's going to step in there? China? Russia?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
And then we're truly fucked. So this was, and people don't realize, they go, well, you know, it's just a few hours, something like this. People, I hope you're smart enough to realize that somewhere behind the scenes doing that, there was a hell of a fucking battle went on.
Oh, yeah. I hate to say it, but there's rumors going in through channels that China is gearing up for war.
Well, that's not surprising. You got to remember now. Let's go back to the very start of this, you know. China, everything points to China, although there was some stuff out there that pointed in other direction. But for right now, the world consensus is China, and the evidence there is beyond circumstantial. It seems to be pretty factual, okay? They are already on the verge of collapse, all right? Trump's hammered, got them bent over hammering that ass on trade. Undoing what, let me see, Clinton was 8, Bush was 8, that's 16, Obama, undoing a quarter century of our government selling us to China in the name of the bankers.
And guess what, Russell? We were right about Hunter Biden. He's still connected with China.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt about that. But what I'm saying is, this is definitely the, what you want to call it, the New World Order, you want to call it the One World Order, you want to call it the Illuminati, the deep state is part of all of that. But this, and we said this was coming. We told y'all months ago this was coming right here on this radio show. We made it very plain to stand by. The only thing they have left is to crash the economy. And boom, here we are.
Yep, Bernie, even Ian said the same thing.
What's going on, brother?
I'm sitting here celebrating the oncoming of the Depression.
Right.
Okay. The second massive depression.
Right.
And you motherfuckers out there let it happen. You let it happen. We warned you and warned you and warned you till we were blue in the face. It's never going to happen. You're never going to see gasoline under $2 a gallon. The economy is... The American economy has bounced back hundreds of times. Well, welcome to the new depression.
Yep.
Welcome. And when your mortgage furloughs are called in and your car furloughs are called in and they say, okay, the crisis is over, we want that monthly note plus the 3-4 months back we gave you, and you can't do it because you have lost your fucking job because of this. Guess what? Freddie foreclosure and Roger repossession is going to come knocking at your fucking door.
Yep.
Welcome to the
depression,
ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they don't give a fuck.
You know, Virgil Joseph, I'm kind of depressed, man. Great pussy drought of 2020, also known as the COVID-19 pandemic, is absolutely killing me.
How's that, bro?
Huh?
How's that, brother?
You can't meet a bitch in a bar and get her drunk. You can't meet a bitch in a bar and get her drunk and then wear a pussy like a N95 mask.
I had a lady friend today. She was like, "Does social distancing include sex?" I go, "Yep, you got to be 6 feet apart, sweetheart."
Yeah.
I tell you what, today I was shocked. Oh, I wasn't quite shocked. I was surprised. They had a huge protest up in Santa Fe, the state capitol, and they tried to get the governor out. They tried to get her, to drag her out, but the feds stopped them. And this is how pissed off people
are
getting.
The feds are the state police. The feds should have been involved.
The feds stopped
them.
How
long were the feds involved?
I have no idea, but the feds were there, and they got the Capitol Police in there as well. But there was three unmarked black helicopters that were flying around spraying something and everything and stuff. But this is what went on today. But I was telling everybody the other day, governors are backing people in the corner. What happens if you back a bear in the corner?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad America's finally growing some balls, but, you know, I'm not sure that
too
they
late.
Would have any other circumstances other than that they've got their free trial subscription to communism for the last month, and they ain't liking it. They want to unsubscribe.
Right, and the funny part about the selling is liberals are freaking out and crying and going, "Oh, my God, you guys are insane. You need to be inside your homes." You know.
Well, what did I tell y'all? It was not going to happen until you started taking things from people.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They took their freedom of movement, their freedom of association. Watch when they go to repossessing those four-wheelers, those bass boats, those camper trailers, foreclosing on the houses, those 4x4 pickup trucks. You know, wait till they go to doing that. And I guarantee you, you're going to see some shotgun blasts going through some doors at some sheriff deputies and repo people and all of that kind of shit.
They were doing it in some places, Virgil. That's what started it and everything. But I was talking to a young lady today up in Santa Fe. She was a liberal, but now she's not. But she lives up there. She's like, "Oh, my God, this governor is horrible." I go, "Well, what changed your mind?" I go, "I thought you guys wanted all this." She goes, "Oh, hell no, not me." She goes, "You know, but now," she goes, "I want this bitch out of here and everything." I go, "Why this?" No.
Joseph, I'm going to call this shot, and everybody better listen.
Go ahead,
call
brother.
The shot, Johnny. Y'all write it down. You think this is something? America is going to set a new world's record in individual and corporate bankruptcies this year.
Yep.
Somebody they are going to set a world record. One in five people in America is going to file bankruptcy.
And not only that, you're going to see a lot of lawsuits. Imagine the lawsuits.
Well, the lawsuits ain't going to amount to shit. The lawsuits ain't going to amount to shit. They're going to side with the government because it was a state of emergency. That's what they're going to use. They're going to put the best damage control on it. And now people with the fucking CDC, they're asking fucking questions. How could we be contaminated with the coronavirus? Well, they ran a test on a fucking virgin sample kit and found out it was contaminated with coronavirus.
Yep. They retained it.
Well, and we've had citizen reporters and stuff that is a whole lot of light on this, of course, inclusive of ourselves. We have people going in, checking out. We know none of these hospitals anywhere, inclusive of New York, hit overload stages.
No.
Okay. You know, they're reporting, well, 500 people died in New York today. They didn't say what they died of, and you got a city with that many people. I'm surprised it ain't 1,000 people a day kicking, all right? This is all bullshit. These so-called fucking experts that everybody threw their hat in on. And you know what? I'm kind of, and I think Trump's fucking with them. I think he's just letting
he's
them run
with
their
him.
Suck. And
he
when
is.
It comes to the point, and when it comes to the point where, you know, they're going to say, well, da-da-da, it's unsafe. He's going to come out and lay it on him. He goes, you motherfuckers have been so...
Well, he fucked with him yesterday. Did
so,
you see it?
So ineffective in your calculations and your projections that y'all completely blew this way out of proportion. And, you know, y'all brought down the economy. Now, I think if we go back to work,
I said that a while back, Russell. Now do you see it?
Everybody goes back to
you.
Work now. If everybody goes back to work now, we may be able to dodge a bullet. But if this thing runs on another 30 days, it's over.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why they wanted to do Brussels, because
that's what this jackleg jackoff fucking governor down here wants to do. I can see it in his fucking face. He just released for the hospitals to do non-essential surgeries such as gallbladders, tonsillectomies, hernias, this, that, and the other, vasectomies, what the fuck it was, you know, authorizing plastic surgeons to reinstate the boob jobs and all of this shit here.
Yeah,
but
boob jobs.
He's keying off this fucking stupid bitch governor, LaToya Cantrell, mayor down in New Orleans. And he got her his nose so far up her ass. If she sneezes, her fucking eyeballs are going to pop out. And,
well, we've got a car, but...
She wants to keep New Orleans. She wants to keep the shelter in place or the quarantine or whatever till June 30th.
Ours wants to keep it till January till everybody gets tested. That's what's pissing everybody off.
Well, I got news for you. I ain't getting tested. I ain't getting a vaccine. And you can pucker up and kiss my red, white, and blue ass because absolutely none of this, even with it a declared emergency by the President of the United States, none of this that's going on is constitutional in any way,
shape, or form. No.
I'll be honest, Trump will probably stop that too, you know, because you could tell by the look on his face every time they mention vaccine, it eats them up. So I don't think he's going to allow them to
do
that.
Well, it was a smart move. It was a smart move to say, governors, it's your call. So now they're on the hot seat. They're on Front Street. They're out on the clothesline on Front Street.
Yep.
So he did that was a good call.
He gave them
that
a rope.
Was a good
he
call.
Gave them a rope to hang themselves, and that's what they're doing.
Did y'all see de Blasio today, the illustrious mayor of New York City, out there telling people to call 1-800, I'm a Nazi snitch, and report your neighbors for getting out and being human beings.
Yep. Yeah, and they recorded him. I saw that. So, hey, Hurricane, is that you or is that you there,
Hurricane?
Hello,
I just calling in to hear my boyfriends talk. Miss you guys.
We miss you too.
I don't mean to ruffle any feathers, but usually I get my feathers ruffled on this show anyway, so it don't matter. But I know there's a lot of people that are all bitching, like Virgil and Joseph, live in Democratic states. So, hey, you know, Minnesota and everyone else that's having these problems, maybe you should get out and vote for Republican and quit voting like dumbasses and giving your state to these Democratic Nazi leaders.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I know, but the majority, or they're allowing
We didn't allow nothing.
It's going to have to work on the ground level.
When you have to deal with massive voter fraud, when you've got 40,000 people, when you got 40,000 people that all of a sudden go to the polls, and they vote for the Attorney General of the state of Louisiana, but 40,000 people forgot to vote for the governor.
Virgil, but President
Trump
can't fix everything.
Oh, wait a minute, we got
people have to wake up
here.
In your state. You have to wake up in your own state and do groundwork. This has to be from the ground, real organic movement, where the people of the state start getting involved and make the changes
that
need to be changed by standing up and defending it. Because otherwise it's going to remain the same. You know?
Yep,
now, what they're doing in Texas
now.
Is they're gerrymandering our counties, where they're stacking up certain counties, and I'm sure they're doing this everywhere, and they've been bringing in the illegals and you know, setting up these certain counties where they're stacked up to change the different precincts and to manipulate the voting fraud on that too. So we're pretty much onto that, but the stopping the illegals will stop that a lot. And then the, obviously voting by mail is just a hoax, you know? So, you know, but seriously, I mean, I know people like you voted Republican and Virgil voted Republican, but I mean, look at the idiots in Houston. I mean, Russell sees this, you know, they're Democratic. Most of the people there are Democratic. They get a Democratic mayor, and look what has happened to Houston, Texas, and you know, here in Texas or Austin. You know, and God knows we've tried. We have tried, and it is almost impossible, but I consider Austin and Houston just about lost. I mean, it's you know, it's like New Mexico. You know,
hey,
it's
Russell.
Horrible.
Well, you see, and what we
Hold
have down here is not
Hold
is
minute,
not stuff
guys.
In the ballot box.
Russell, how come I have your number showed up twice up here? Are you on? I got him twice in the queue, which is weird.
Dropped, man. I had to call back. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Your
Why'd you hang up,
up
on me, Russell?
Oh,
I called
no,
you like, we called on
got
dropped.
Hang
up
on
that was weird. That
but,
never happened.
But I want to ask Hurricane something since we're sitting here talking state politics and stuff. Yeah, I mean, Houston,
oh, Lord.
Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, I mean, they are blue shit holes. Okay?
Yep.
Hands down.
Blue shit holes.
No way to fix that. The little communist fuckers have taken over. But what is going on with our lieutenant governor? I was ready to lynch this man over the open carry, constitutional carry. Him and his little shit fuck buddy there, Brennan, shot that down, never let it get out of committee. And then he turns around and butts everybody about getting Texas back to work. So this guy is all over the map. What are your thoughts on him?
Honest to God, I haven't even paid that much attention to him, so I really don't know. But my mom was complaining about him the other day, something that she had saw on TV, and I was like, you know, I don't watch the news, you know. So pretty much what I select is either research that I'm working on or YouTube that I choose to watch. So some of the stuff that slips me by, I don't get a newspaper and I don't have any cable. And so I really have kind of missed that, but apparently he's really testing some ruffles because my mother was pissed at him the other day. Well, I don't talk about Texas, you know, but, you know, she was really pissed. I was like, well, I don't know what's going on with him. I normally have an answer for you.
Yep.
Well, and here's the problem in Louisiana. Here's the problem in Louisiana. Okay. Now, last election, the state Senate is 75% Republican. The state legislature turned 75% Republican. During the governor's race, all of a sudden, hey, Eddie Rasponi lost. He lost by 40,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the attorney general's race, the count was right. So 40,000 people were victims of voter suppression, not stuff in the ballot box. They know because Louisiana has voter ID. They suppressed a lot of votes from a lot of the rural areas, and they counted mostly every vote in Plaquemines, Orleans, and St. Bernard parishes, which is a majority of welfare recipients. And who New Orleans, you know, they're going to vote whoever Cantrell wants them to vote for. That bitch there has got a voodoo hypnosis over the entire city of New Orleans. And so that's how John Bel Edwards got back into office. It wasn't voter fraud. It was voter suppression.
Oh, by the way, happy 420 day, America.
Hey, 420, 2020.
Celebrating here at my house. We love this day.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Can we do this for just 1 minute?
Pass it over to me.
So guess what I did today? I got on my treadmill with my rifle and my boots and my pistol and my ruck. And I did my treadmill. Then I went pumped iron. And then I went for a big hike out in the country. And I literally trespassed on everyone's land and low crawled. I got on the ground and rolled underneath in the mud puddle. It was great. I came back filthy, dirty on a heating pad. It was awesome. I felt great. I loved it. I didn't worry about no politics, you know. I was just trying to stay in stealth mode so nobody saw me. There's no trees out here. So it's really hard to be stealth when you're trespassing. It was very difficult. And that explains why I've been on this property since I was 14 years old and have never explored. Because there's damn fences everywhere in hot wires that I climbed on. I rode under them. I don't care. It was great to be out in the woods in the country. No news, no corona,
you,
no
you
nothing.
Were spot on with that, with the China episode on YouTube. That was, I mean, you called that. You called that, you know. And I've been telling everybody to go watch your YouTube. But you're
right. Thank you. It's a really good
that.
Video. I know. I'm surprised that it has. I'm being suppressed because I have a lot more views than what it's showing. It only shows like 1,000 views, but I was on where they were playing the show. It had 600 to 1,200 people on each one of the shows live. So they're really suppressing my numbers. And I've even seen them delete descriptions. It's showing like less than 1,000 views, but it's got way more than that. So. But yeah,
right.
I kind of just the other day they are deleting a bunch of subscribers.
I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I think in the upcoming days we're going to see a lot more protesting every day. I think we're going to see it. People are waking up.
I do have some news, though. If y'all want to hear it,
go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So okay, this is a little bit deep. All right, and it does involve some Q drops, but which is really interesting, but. Last year, February 4th, 2019, there was a L.A. chopper raid in Los Angeles where these four helicopters landed down on Wilshire, and they breached the building. They blew out the windows. They came running out in hazmat suits. Then the big choppers came down, the Black Hawks, and they came out, and they literally have videos of them spraying sprays on spraying stuff on it to decontaminate the helicopter before it flew off. And when they came out, they were carrying – something, which was obviously a bioweapon, you know, obviously, because they had it like on a cot thing, so they weren't even touching it, right? And so that got my spider senses crazy, and I wanted to do my first Wolfpack radio show on that, but it didn't happen, okay? But
do you think it could be linked to this?
No, listen, I got it. Let me finish telling you. So, you know when my spider senses go off, they're always right, you know? They're always right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept it back in my mind. Well, then the other day, I was like, I know that I've been to anything that L.A. chopper raid had something to do with this corona. So I started digging, and I started digging. And so everyone was saying that, okay, well, this was a training episode for Emerald Warrior and Emerald Titan. And so it was a joint effort training session. Well, I started researching it, and the military actually did that training session like January 12th through the 19th. Okay, so it had already been done.
Yeah.
Then I went to Twitter, and I started – people there, no one knew what was that there was any kind of training. They didn't actually put out that to the public until after that episode happened. Oh, well, this is a training with Project Emerald Warrior and Emerald Trident. But see, that was already done in January. So I'm like, okay, something's wrong with this picture. Well, I started reading, so I went over to military.com, and I was reading their article that they had on it, right? And I had heard rumors that that was Trump's private squad. You know, this 160, he's like a special airplanes and pilots, and it's its own special little group. They're called the 160th, right? And so anyways, so I started reading this military.com, and I noticed that it had Q comms in it, which one of our sayings in Q, you see, it's nothing to see here, you know? Q always says, nothing to see here. So this article talks about them raiding L.A., and then it goes, nothing to see here, where there were two states, which was 2-11, and the date of the raid, 2-4, right? So there were
Well, as you
see, she's digging
for some. There she is. The post says, we serve at the pleasure of the president. That's all that Kito said. And on Kito said,
you're cutting out, Ann.
You're cutting out real bad, Ann. Yep, you're moving around.
No, I'm not. I'm probably getting censored.
But what was that again? The last few sentences you said were so broke up we couldn't hear them.
I can't hear her.
Hello?
There you are. Yeah, now
what
the
hell? Okay, I had to go all the way out to the middle of my yard. Well, anyways, make a long story short. The numbers, exact numbers that matched the Q post were the same two numbers that matched the two numbers in the article. And the Q post, all it said was, we serve at the pleasure of the president, which led me to believe that was the president coming in. I think he got the COVID-19. I think they were planning on releasing it. And Trump sent his guys in and came in and took that stuff. They had a whole year to figure out a cure. He had a whole year to know how it spread. He had a whole year to understand what antibiotics to take and what cured it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you and track the hoarders? How do you think they were onto all these hoarders so fast? How do you think he knew how to close down the flights from China so fast? How do you think he knew to use the medicines that he did so fast? Because he had it for a whole freaking year studying this crap. He knew what they were going to do. I'm convinced, and that's pretty good. That's pretty good research.
I think it's like what Russell said too. You know he's fucking with them.
Exactly, but I really believe that they intercepted some of the COVID-19 in this L.A. chopper raid. I really believe that. It matches, and it fits, and it would totally explain how Trump has known every bit of their playbook. And he's had a whole year to watch them plan this and to see what they're doing. That's how he knew about the warehouse full of the ventilators and which companies were hoarding. You know, William Barr comes out, and he's all like, if you're hoarding this stuff, you're going to go to prison. You know, he's going to knock on the door, right?
You're right.
They knew
right.
companies were doing it. They already have been in on this. And in my China video, I called out which players are already in bought by China. And, you know, I also just posted some stuff that shows pictures of Bill Gates Sr., George Soros, and Fauci.
The Rothschilds, all of them.
Yeah, well, he's in all these pictures with Soros and Bill Gates Sr. Fauci is, you know what I mean? He's just a scum. But, I mean, he's totally exposing them. We're going to get our countries open back up. But what's going to happen is the states that don't get open right back up, it's going to waken up a bunch of these Democrats to see what the hell is going on. And it's going to help us flip those states over to red. And
well,
so even though the states
are suffering.
It's
like I said on the opening of the show. It's like I said during the opening of the show, you know, and Virgil said it too, is that Trump gave them the rope to hang themselves. And that's what what our governor's doing.
And see, the problem with Obama is he wanted to be the dictator. He wanted to control all the states. He wanted to control the judicial. He wanted to control the legislative as well as the executive branches, okay? So we had a problem with that. We're like, hey, you stay the hell out of states' rights. You stay out of the – you keep within your balance. You stay in the executive and you leave the judicial and the legislative branches alone. But he didn't want to do that. So then we have a president that comes in who actually is staying within his executive bounds. And then people are getting pissed off because he can't do this with legislative or he can't do this with judicial. But what he does is the correct thing, the constitutional thing, and by giving states their rights, he's being able to open up the eyes and let the people in that state see exactly what these governors are doing.
Thank you.
He's a genius. He's the maestro.
Thank you. Yep. I've said this all along. That's what he's doing. He's slapping everybody in the face and giving everybody a wake-up call.
Yep, he is the master.
There you go, guys.
I really think they got this virus when the LA. Y'all need to go research. I'm going to put a video out about it. I'm going to make a video. It'll probably be a quick one. But I'll go ahead and put this out.
It explains, too, with the operations going on that he had with the Marines. Remember, we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
With the Marines and everything going on, he's got them all placed exactly where he wants them. When the time comes, trust me, guys, when time comes, it's going to call them into action. You're going to see it all unfold.
Well,
and we're
my question
back
is, my question is,
Corona, it was spread,
you know,
but it's not near as lethal.
My question is, where's all these Antifas when it's legal to wear a mask?
They're too scared.
You know?
They're staying inside.
Well, he's taking away their money. When he starts taking away the money, they don't have the money to pay these people to protest. So he's been choking them and choking them and choking them. And slowly but surely, all their little schemes are not paying off because they're not getting their black op money to pay these people, you know? Which are, they're not organic movements. They're paid movements. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyways, so where's my boyfriend? Where's Russell? You there?
Oh, he's right here. Russell called it earlier.
You.
He's like, I wonder if he's fucking with him.
Oh,
yeah, he's fucking with him big time.
You know.
Every time Russell hears your voice, and you know, when you come on the show, he strips down and starts rubbing baby oil all over himself.
He already had baby oil on him. You don't know what he was doing before here. I know what he does before. You just mind your business here, okay?
Uh-oh. The secret's out now. Uh-oh. But, you know,
Collusion.
I do got a question for Russell and for Virgil. Because I know that we had a big disagreement about the bump stock, okay? Because I called y'all bump stock crybabies and all that stuff. And then y'all were really upset with Trump because you were concerned because of the bump stock about how he was going to handle our Second Amendment rights. However, as you notice in his last press conference, he's talking about he's kept the gun stores open. He's encouraged them to be open. And he's talked – it was either yesterday or today where he was saying they're trying to, you know, go against the Second Amendment, and he's defending our Second Amendment. And so y'all see that he's coming out of this conference is defending our Second Amendment. So are y'all's feelings towards President Trump and our Second Amendment lightened up any?
I'm going to say this. My thing with the bump stock was that it was a pure unadulterated infringement, okay? It's a fucking accessory whether you like it or not, okay? But I don't like anybody infringing on that. And then right after that school shooting when they're fixing to make suppressors or silencers, whatever you want to call it, legal as hearing protection, he didn't roll with it. He didn't support it. So that's my take on that. But I was impressed that the gun stores have stayed open, and I think, and this is purely coming from me, my thoughts on it, my opinion wholeheartedly, I think with everything that's happened since then and since he's been elected, I'm starting to think he thinks it's a pretty good idea that we stay well armed.
Mm-hmm.
I think he knows. Everything I put in my China video, Trump already knows that China was planning on invading us. And the other day, Q was posted infiltration instead of infiltrate instead of just directly attack, right? Well, they've been infiltrating us because literally they've had the second largest containment ship. They've been in charge. China has been in charge of the second largest container port of the world in Long Beach since Clinton. And when I was in Las Vegas with Betty, we were looking for something, and we got lost, and we ended up in a real lower chambered parking thing. And literally, y'all, I swear to God, there was 50 buses lined up as far as you could see. And these buses rolled up, and a million Chinese people got out, and the next one drove up, and a million Chinese people got out. And this just went on, and we sat there for 30 minutes watching it before we went off. And in 2012, I said, Keith, why are all the Las Vegas subtitles in Chinese, you know? I mean, come on. We have been infiltrated. No telling how many
are
been in these underground
the
bunkers, underground cities.
They were coming in at the borders up here.
But and where
it's scary.
Right on, where you're 100% right, Ann, is Clinton opened the doors for China, all right? And the Clinton crime family made a fortune of it. And Bush crime family come rolling along in there, and they did nothing to change it because the banksters were happy we were being sold out to China for cheap labor, and nobody was bitching about it, so he just let it roll on. Then Obama and Biden come in there, and that's when I think they got a back door to a lot
of
electronics
to
used on our aircraft and stuff.
Obama sold it to them. Bush and Clinton leased it to them for like 99 years. Obama sold them the Port of Long Beach, and it's connected to the Port of Los Angeles. A lot of people don't understand that. And when you look at the Club K, look at the Club K, and if you can't, I have nightmares. I'm in the country. Every farm out here has containers that they use for storage. And when you start thinking about those container houses and the Club K that are built in the containers, it's terrifying because we could literally be surrounded by millions of freaking Club Ks.
I remember
you
talking about
that.
They can't
even find them activated. The Club K is terrifying. You got to check it out. I mean, when you think about since Clinton, they have had total access. That means they controlled who got checked, who didn't get checked. This is huge. China's pissed, okay? There is no doubt they set this virus. They spread the virus during the Chinese New Year's. And you know what? Guess what? That bitch, Nancy Pelosi, guess who was in Wuhan in November? Nancy Pelosi was in Wuhan in November. Let that sink in.
Even Trump brought that up in his last briefing last week. He wants to know why she was down there.
He's going down. I'm calling Timber. It's going down.
You know, but I tell you, I was going to tell you, when we were doing Me, You, Russell, and Lori Alexander, Bill Spencer, and all, I actually went back in and found the tape. And, you know, we did this right on day. I mean, I have no words to say. I mean, everything we talked, we didn't know about the virus, but we knew they were going to use something like this.
Well, I mean, we've got the Georgia Guidestone. We've got the Denver International Airport. They have been telling us for a long time, and it's been very quite clear that they want depopulation and population control and that they want 500,000. So they've been very adamant that the New World Order is population control. And they, like Oprah said, all the old white people need to die, you know. And so that's no surprise that they would come up with this. The only thing that they didn't anticipate was Trump getting that first COVID virus and taking it from them in that L.A. chopper raid. And they weren't planning on him having a whole year to watch their whole blueprint and figure out an antidote, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and the antidote has ruined their plan. It's ruined it. But what he's
saying,
all right, let's be honest, a lot of your welfare recipients, I liked my $2,900 stimulus. I loved it. But, though, you know, some people will like it and some people won't, but a lot of these welfare recipients will go whichever way the wind blows. And with him putting them money in that pocket, you know, it may switch – flip a switch. You never know. I'm sure a lot of them are just a bunch of ungrateful bastards, but there's going to be some of them that is going to flip the switch, and they're going to be, oh, Trump gave us money, you know?
Well, Ann,
good move.
We're overlooking a very big factor in this virus thing that has come out, and they've mentioned it several times, but they haven't really, you know, poured the coal to it. That this is mostly affecting members of the black population. Now,
it's racist
when it
now.
Comes to when it comes to things that affect the black population in a negative way, such as police shootings, discrimination, blah 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 blah. All of a sudden, race pimps from Louis Farrakhan on down to Al Sharpton. Raising 700 cons of hell. But this here, okay, it's affecting mostly the African American community, as they say. Oh, well, we're appointing task force and we're doing this and that, but you don't hear a goddamn word from any of the race pimps. Why? Why? Because their handlers are shutting them up. Their handlers are shutting them
for
up.
You guys.
Well, I don't know. Homella was on there today. Homella,
right.
I call her Homella, but she was on there today talking, you know, trying to bring up the race card with the virus. It's like, Jesus, God, lady, come on. And even Derek Gibson called her out. He said, "You're not even a real black American, so shut up." You know, he's like, you know,
right,
like black
right.
now. And he's like calling her out, like,
right.
You're not even a black American, a real black American, so shut up. And I was like,
have
this
guys,
is the future governor of New York, you know?
Right.
I loved it.
Well, I have a question for y'all. Have you noticed how mass shootings have automatically stopped? Have you
well,
heard of any
we
mass
had
shootings
one,
lately?
There was just one. There was just one yesterday in Canada.
I'm talking
the worst
here
in Canada just happened.
Well, that's Canada. That's Canada. They're limited
yeah,
to 10 rounds. They're limited to 10
well,
rounds. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's acceptable.
Well, let's call it, since we're making observations, I've got one to make. I've been out here in this stuff since it started. I was deemed essential, sacrificial, whatever you want to call it. So I've been out here the whole time. And there's one thing I've got to say. I figured out what the problem is with Houston traffic. These essential personnel are absolutely the worst motherfucking drivers on the road. We've got 60% less traffic here in Houston, and these motherfuckers are still running over each other.
Right, right. Oh, man.
So, well, this is what I've noticed. What I've noticed, nothing. Because you know why? I have been out in the country with no cable, and I have been gardening and planting flowers and painting and
mm-hmm.
exercising and doing all my militia stuff and doing handgun drills. I love quarantine. I wish quarantine would last forever. I love it. Trump's got money. I got a new storage shed. I love it. I mean, to be honest with you,
yeah,
I haven't left the house but one time. I haven't left the house but one time. I've literally been quarantined with my child.
I'm out there. I'm out every day. But, hey, yeah, my roommate, Trish, wanted me to ask you something. Do you want to know
all
if
right.
we could borrow Alley Cat for a couple of days and have her come down to Walmart in her hazmat suit?
Wasn't it awesome? Well, we actually all have them. I actually, because I am militia, so I have 10 gas masks. And the ones, the,
she
I actually have lying. Better gas masks. I actually have better gas masks than what she has on in the picture, but I don't put my really good stuff on social media because that's OPSEC. So I actually put the worst ones on there. But we actually have five of the hazmat suits. We got one for each one in the family. And so we're pretty protected. We've got the covers for our heads and the gas mask and gloves.
But
all,
she
died you know?
Laughing when she saw Alley Cat. I go, she said, the only thing missing was her screaming down Walmart's going, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Oh, my God. Like, everyone was trying to take pictures and videos, and they were not even – they weren't even – they were trying to be sneaky about it, but they'd forget to turn their flash off or they'd be holding their phone down by their waist trying
right.
to be all sneaky. And to keep a straight face to pretend like we didn't know they were videotaping us because we were pranking them, you know, was hilarious, man.
Hey.
And then when we got out and did all the photo shots for Whataburger, that was just classic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we'll do anything for a Whataburger. Nothing will stop us.
Well,
not even a pandemic in Texas.
That was hilarious. Oh, I mean, I had her laughing. She was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You should see it when she goes in
hey,
the Knights Templar outfit. Yeah.
Hey, Ann, something I remembered in I found a flaw in the training system and stuff like that, and y'all need to start doing it and stuff like that, because I didn't think about it till the other day. But I tell you what, next time y'all get together, throw that mask on and see how long you can go with that mask on. Most people,
it's hard. I've already been trained with the mask, and it's really hard.
Most people in about 30 to 45 minutes are on the verge of anxiety attacks.
Yeah,
I haven't made it past 15 minutes without having a nervous breakdown. And mine's really good too. Mine even has mine's like a special ops one, you know, so it has the straw and all that stuff, you know, it's the sunglasses. I mean, it's fancy, right? But I can't do it. About 15 minutes and I just can't even hardly breathe. It's making me nuts. Even the little face mask bother me. So the gas mask, but in Louisiana, and I'm really surprised that Louisiana is just being so screwed up right now, because like they have open carry everywhere, and then some of the best guns and training is in Louisiana, because we actually had to train one whole day with the gas mask. About a couple of years ago, I went up there and trained with Louisiana Home Guard, and the gas mask that Alex is wearing, I actually got from Louisiana Home Guard, and that's a pretty good one actually. And they gave me two of them because we were training that day, and they gave us gas masks, and we got to keep them, you know. And so, but yeah, it was horrible training. And but guess what?
Word.
All the little pretend Muslims that I was shooting, I killed them all anyways with my gas mask.
Here's
a
little
so.
Good news.
Those gas masks you got, Ann, You know,
yeah.
that was Five Finger Discount out of Fort Polk.
Well, you
I
know
got
what?
The same
where
one.
I was training at, can I tell you something? Where I was training at is about 2 miles from Fort Polk. I'm literally right outside of Fort Polk.
Well,
and as a matter of fact, when I stayed at a hotel. Wait, 1 second. I stayed at a hotel because there was a massive tsunami while I was there, and I went into the hotel. I went into the hotel there. It was right on Fort Polk, and every single person there was dressed all in their multicam. They were Army, and I felt really awkward being Melissa, and I was dressed exactly like them. And it was down here. We never see that many multicam at Fort Hood. And so that was really awkward for me to see all that. They were dressed exactly like I was, and here I am, Melissa. So I started matching mine up a little bit with some OD green and switching it up a little, you know?
Right.
Because of that.
But here's a little while all this was going on,
but with
yes,
Russell,
you know.
Joseph, let Russell say what he's saying. You keep interrupting him.
Go ahead, Russell.
I'm saying that if the chaos does come, you better be able to stay in that gas mask for a couple of hours at a time minimum. I tell you what, they love using gas.
But
I think in the readiness drill is important with the gas mask.
There's something I want to know, so I'll bring the other up here in a little bit. How are they knowing there's a second wave coming? How do they know that there's a second pandemic coming behind this one?
Because
that's
they're going to let it out.
I don't think they know. I don't think
they're going to let it out. They're going to try to let it out. It's not a second wave. It's them distributing another batch.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're evil. Panic.
Yeah.
Here's the way to train to stay in your gas mask for long periods of time. Get 6 Marines, feed them some beans and motherfuckers out of the can, and get in a bunker with them and spend the night. I guarantee you, you will sleep with that fucking gas mask on.
All right. Well, here's a little bit of good news is that while all this was going on, you know, a while back we had the red flag law that was passed on us. Well, the Supreme Court tossed a red flag, said it was, you know, unconstitutional and everything. So the red flag law here in New Mexico is no longer. That's the good news. So.
Well, the thing is, in Mississippi, what shocked me in Greenville, Mississippi, and I checked into this was not staged. There was a black Baptist minister who was going to hold a parking lot service, you know, at the church. He wasn't going to have people in the church, a parking lot service. And the Greenville City Police Department, every unit in the Greenville City Police Department was at that church handing out citations
when
anybody
that.
Showed
yep.
up at the service. And
yep,
this was true.
That.
This was true.
Well,
and now they've issued a felony arrest warrant for the pastor of the Central Baptist Church for continually holding services. A felony warrant.
Wow.
So this has gotten real, people. This is this communist bullshit has gotten real.
Yep. So what does this
Good.
Have to do
Let
with
them keep
the
showing
pandemic?
Their ass. That's what we want. We want them to show their ass. He's Joseph said, he's gave them enough rope to hang themselves. Let's hope that the people open up their eyes and start seeing different and doing something different, because if they don't, they're going to get the same freaking results. That's the insanity is labeled, doing the same stupid thing repeatedly.
And here's the other thing, guys. While they're doing this to us, all the Muslims and Ramadan, they're allowing them to hold, you can be all together in your service.
Oh, well, please
your,
let them.
You know.
Please
oh,
let
don't
them.
Get me started.
Please let them. Let them infect each other all the way up to Allah. Please let them go. Let them go. Stack
the
bodies.
You know,
But they're choosing that religion over Christianity. Yeah, go ahead, Bert. Go ahead, Ann.
You know, I try not to get about the Muslims too much because I got tired of being in Facebook jail, okay? So I just kind of quit. But today, and I'm not trying to sound like a racist, but this is just how it is. I was reading my Bible today, and I think it, I'm not sure, it may be 15, but I think it was chapter 16 on 2 Corinthians. Chapter 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 16. And it was talking all about do not be unevenly yoked, and specifically talking about infidels and Muslims. And it said that God, you know, it said that if you touch unclean things and associate with your temples, then God's not going to have you. So, you know, we shouldn't even be having all the mosques here in America. They need to be burned to the ground, and we need to be a Christian nation again so that God will bless us, because he's gonna smoke our ass if we keep allowing those Muslims here in America. They don't need to be here. This is a Christian nation, one nation under God. And I'm sorry. That's what I believe. And I know y'all can get banned on yours, ha-ha. You know,
well,
so there you go.
My belief on that is that God
Joseph.
Is going to allow them to happen, but he's also going to destroy them.
Well, Joseph, you notice how whenever they bring up the corona body count throughout the United States, and they mention Michigan.
Yep.
Okay. It's only for about 2 seconds. Two seconds. Okay. And who is where are all these people mostly congregated at? These raghead savages.
Michigan.
Actually,
that's right.
Minnesota.
Well, throughout the whole goat fucker community, they're hiding the body count. They're hiding it.
100% agree. Yep.
But then look at the borders between Minnesota and Canada.
Names. We see no names.
No names are
ever mentioned. You know, nothing.
But are you looking tactically at where the Muslims have been strategically located on the borders of Canada? So what happens in Canada affects us, because that's our northern border, okay? And so they have strategically placed all these people where they can move in and out of Canada and bring
and
even
don't
more
forget,
in.
Don't forget the Texas border, too, down here. They've been in and out over here.
I'm in Texas. I can't forget that. But we're locking our borders down. So
well, down
Texas
here, no,
is
well,
fine.
Actually, I think it's kind of amazing, because right now the Mexican army has their toes in the water on the Rio Grande, and Border Patrol saying they haven't had shit come across, like it's ceased.
Well, of course, they're keeping all the Americans. They don't want any Americans crossing the border into Mexico to get away from this shit.
You're right. My poor uncle's been trying to cross back into Mexico because my aunt just passed away. So he's like wanting to go back. He's a citizen, but he wants to go back there for his family. He's 80 years old. He can't go into Mexico now because they got it closed, you know. So he's like, fuck, you know, and everything. I tell you, you know, guys, Trump is fucking with them so bad. Oh, my God, he's fucking with them. And it's blowing up in their faces. Watch.
Well, the thing people need to remember out there, Ann, Russell, Joseph, whenever you see those posts about all of this is Trump's fault, just ask them the question, you know, when did Trump buy a bioweapons plant in China?
Right.
You know, just ask them that question.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get called a racist. But ask him that question.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got just a few minutes left and everything. You guys want to go on for another hour, or do you want to call tonight, or?
Yeah. I actually need to roll on, man.
All right. And you want to go on for another hour, or?
Oh, I can't. I have to do some work on my show, and my battery's beeping on me, but I just want to call and miss you guys. I wanted to see why you were just, like, freaking out on Facebook today. I'm like, oh, my God, this is freaking out on Facebook. And you're so excited that every word was spelled wrong. So
he freaks out on Facebook. He freaks out on Facebook all the time.
Oh,
not
I
that bad. Not
good articles. I've been seeing some great articles coming out. And I'm just like,
his call sign ought to be Chicken Little.
I don't know. Russ Armstrong got me in trouble today with his post on Facebook. I'm not going to talk about it, but he knows which one I'm talking about. And
there's been some great articles.
Yeah, almost got me in trouble.
Yeah,
I posted one about 35,000 different children being rescued from child trafficking.
Yeah, I've been posting a lot on that. That was a big operation.
Oh, and on that note,
okay,
the Livingston Parish Predators. Okay, I sent Joseph and everybody out there on this. There have been new charges filed, along with the 156 cases of child abuse, child pornography, and child molestation. There have been other charges filed, which is going to bring it up to about 210 charges for this couple. And in case you don't know, it's a husband and wife, child sex ring, child pornography ring in Livingston Parish, Louisiana. And one of the people was a lieutenant on the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Department SWAT team, and his wife was a school teacher. So this investigation is going, and there's several people being charged in Mississippi and Alabama. So they're climbing the food chain on this. They're climbing the food chain.
Well, this is going to be nationwide, man. This whole thing, Trump is bringing it all down. He's going
to
bring this entire thing down.
If you go to qmap.pub, okay, even if you don't want to look at Q-drops, go to the top where the side where the tabs are at, and look at the trafficking arrests. There's like over 2,100 trafficking arrests since he's elected. And not only does it have how many people were arrested, but how many people were rescued, but it also gives you the link so that you can go to the FBI link or the city link, or it has some kind of link to show you that it's a verifiable, right? And no one's reporting on this. No one's reporting on this at all, you know. And these are thousands of people you rescued. So, you know, like 3,000 just from Saudi Arabia.
I believe they had a major arrest up in Georgia not too long ago.
Well, and yesterday they tried to delete all the posts on the Waco anniversary. You know,
they tried to
make people forget about that. You know,
they won't let me forget.
And,
I knew some of those people, so I won't never forget. I planted trees out there the year after it, so I'm not. I plan to help plant a tree for one of those dead babies. They won't never let me forget that. That was my first government protest. I'm from Waco, but I do want to let y'all know that the other day I was on a show. Well, it's called In the Matrix, and I've interviewed several people from that show on my radio show, Wolfpack Radio. But I was on one, and we had a special guest on there. And anyways, it was Liz Croken and the stuntman guy, his name's Cruz, is on Twitter. But they made that movie called Out of the Shadows. And I think that's the name of it. I think they have like 7 million views in a week. And so they came out, and I was actually I was in the chat when they did the broadcast party. So that was really cool being a part of that, getting to be in the chat with all those people that were in the film, you know. But this guy was a really famous stuntman. And so all these great stunts that you've seen on TV, that most of them were him, you know. And so these are Hollywood insiders coming out about the Satanism and the sex trafficking. And I think I got the name of it right. I think it's Out of Shadows. And so y'all might want to check it out on YouTube. It's a free documentary, but they're putting it out on Bitmo and other places now. But it's really good. It's going viral. 7 million views, I think, in just a week. But it was really cool being in the chat with them and then also being part of the preview party. That was really a cool experience. So it kind of made us feel like we were all part of it, you know?
We'll be looking out for that. But we'll go ahead and close for now. We'll be back tomorrow night. And I'm sorry, guys, when I put Tuesday night, I thought today was Tuesday, so I had to go back and correct that. But
it's just Corona calendar.
My day was all mixed up. But anyway, I went and corrected that and everything. So we'll be back tomorrow night and stuff. So we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours. Things are heating up. So and everything. So
well, Durham. I think there might be some Durham arrests or indictments coming out next week, is what I'm hearing. But I don't know. I've been saying that every week for months. So we'll see. Well, but it's coming. I mean, they've got 160,000 sealed indictments. They're going to come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the question is, who's going down first?
I think it's going to be James Comey and Brennan. They're really targeting Brennan and Comey right now. So I'm looking at Comey and Brennan for sure right off the bat.
We'll see on that.
Those 60,000 indictments went into a recycle bin and got turned into toilet paper and shipped to Walmart.
No, they didn't. And it's 160,000 sealed indictments. 160,000 sealed indictments. That's crazy.
We got 1,500 indictments here in New Mexico, so there's going to be a lot of arrests up here when that comes.
And I don't think it's just going to be... They say you're going to be shocked, and it's going to be biblical. So, like, you know, what Virgil was pretty mind-blowing, that this guy was on SWAT and the lady was a school teacher. I think that when the truth comes out about who these real people are, the world it's going to take a while to hear.
Here's the thing, Ann. Here's the thing, Ann. For years, there were numerous red flags about this guy. And the sheriff in Livingston Parish didn't do a fucking thing about it.
Robbery. The God of this, like that Bible verse I'm saying in 2 Corinthians, it talks about the God of this world, the God of the little cheese, the devil. That is the God of this world. Make no mistake.
But anyway,
don't be of this world.
Yep. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel, so you all tune in and everything. So, hey, let's see what happens. So you guys be safe out there, and welcome back to the show and everything. You know, you're always a big part of our show and always will be.
Thank you.
And everything, you know, so you're family here. So, but anyway, we'll see you all tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.
Some of the guys out there look like me. They're kind of looking around.
Well, I've got it.
Well, I love.